Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many good and wonderful things to say to his people. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Every day that the Lord gives us in these close times of his return, it's a blessing. It gives us a chance to do something for the Lord again. Sometimes I consider myself how I would feel if I was on the outside, not knowing God, not knowing what I know now. A friend of mine, a guy at work, I like to give people books by Kenneth Hagin. My favorite book by Kenneth Hagin is I Believe in Visions. And these were life-turning events when I read them, you know. And the book, I Believe in Visions. Kenneth Hagin had visions of Jesus. And he learned many things and helped, and Jesus helped him put things in proper perspective, that things that cold religion had turned away from. And we all have to face cold religion somewhere. And it can be a struggle to muddle through it. And Jesus taught him some things that helped him to go forward. And also, he wrote a book called The Authority of the Believer. And from time to time, I buy 10 of them and pass them out. And I like to give them to people that's got cancer. When people have cancer, they need answers. And they need it before they get in pain. They need to know that God loves them and that God has provided for them. And I couldn't think of a better book to give them than the one where Kenneth Hagin believed God for his own health on what they used to call a deathbed. His deathbed became a lifebed. And God is right there in real time around he's with everybody to bless them and heal them. They just have to believe him. And when I gave Ron the book, he came back excited about it. He said, man, that book is good. He liked it, and I could see it on his countenance, how he really appreciated the knowledge of that book. And I said, man, I'm going to tell you, every time I learn something from the Lord, I said, I know people would love to know this. If I could, you know, it's a challenge just to get people to know, to seek God on their own. And give God their attention, if you can get them saved in the first place. And even Christians, it's hard to get Christians to be excited about the things of God sometimes. They're so muddled down with the world, trying not to sin, trying to live and make it, and all the frustrations of their busy day. But I learned something. As I draw near to the Lord, he makes things so simple for me. The things that he teach you, it's so down to earth. It's so simple. You feel like you should have knew it, but you didn't. He give you wisdom that you can judge, and it helps you to make the fine-tuned adjustments in your life that can make the difference. Many years ago, back in the 80s, the Lord taught me something. He said, if you want to make big changes, you have to, if you want to do great things, you have to make small changes every day. Not big changes, small changes. In what you, every day, you got to make choices and you're going to make decisions. And all you have to do is make adjustments. You know, a man can rebuild an engine and rebuild a carburetor, and in the old carburetor, you know, the cars with carburetors. If you set them right, when you tune it up, you put fresh spark plugs and air filters in it, and you do your tune-up. If you got a healthy engine, when you tweak that carburetor, it runs smooth, and it runs good, and people be so happy. And sometimes people say, it didn't run like that when I bought it new. And it cranks up, and it runs good, it's doing right, and you know, I remember those old cars, you know. Now the computer does it for us. And you can't really show off your skills if you, with these new cars, because the computer does it. And when something's not right, you have to figure it out. And you have to think like a computer instead of a mechanic. Anyway, that's another story. But God really helps us make the fine-tune adjustments, just like we used to tune the old cars. We used to have to set points and carburetors, and you get it all just right, and it runs smooth. Just like your life. When God shows you things to watch out for, when He helps you make the right decisions. You know, He taught Kenneth Hagin about authority. And many people don't know that. I hear many people talk about the flesh through the years, you know, how bad it is. But if you don't have the flesh, you can't operate in the natural. You have to be a man to operate in this world. We got rules. And Satan has rules, and God has rules. Now, God sent His only begotten Son, and He came legally in the world, and God blessed us as a man. And people don't understand. Jesus had to learn. He had to do what you do. The same way Jesus did everything He did, all the miracles, He did it as a man. And He walked on water. But He wasn't the only one to walk on water. Peter walked on water as well. You can walk on water if you have the faith to do it. Now, you can do things you normally couldn't do by the Holy Spirit. There are people that were transported by the Holy Spirit. That's even greater than walking on water. God loves us. He can take a person from America and send him to Somalia somewhere, minister to somebody, and send them to China and minister to somebody and back to America in moments. And if that happens for you, that you're not the first one to do it. God transported Philip, and I've heard about people that He transported in modern times. And I believe every word of that testimony, especially Henry Gruber. I love that guy. That is, you know, I knew back in the 80s, when the Lord taught me to follow God, it was in the late 80s, early 90s. And I knew that if people keep drawing near to the Lord, things like that would happen. But it was hard to get people on board with what God was trying to give them. If people draw near to the Lord and give God their attention long enough to receive His knowledge, they'll be so glad they did. That relationship will be so valuable. But what people do, they think they got to figure everything out. Or they act like they got to figure it out. They act like all the pressure of ministry is on them. And they don't listen to the Holy Spirit like they should. God can only give some preachers messages, if He can still give them messages. You know, my mother was a teacher, and she made sure every child learned in the classroom. So, because she loved the children, and she saw them doing so much better if they had a foundation. And she taught elementary. If you can get the elementary students on board, you can get something done. And I believe she taught third grade so that she could get children to better their lives. In high school, if they didn't get the foundation in elementary school, it's so tough to learn it. They'll be embarrassed if they can't read. They get people to do their lesson, and they get their parents to help them, or they just drop out if they didn't get a foundation. But my mother made sure they got a foundation. And all of her life, even at her funeral, former students were talking about how she made a difference. I was walking home from school, and a girl that was in her class, a little older than me, she saw me. She said, you Miss Hamby's son, aren't you? I said, yeah. She said, I want to take you home. I want to see where she lived. And she took me home, and she had a conversation with my mother later on, because my mother got home after you know, a little later than we did. And I would, you know, that's a blessing. Now, the reason I brought that up is when you seek the Lord about how to help people, you can do it like God can do it. Because God will show you what to do. But people who rely on their wit, they can't do as well. If you rely on your wit, you're nowhere near what God can do. See, you can do what God will do if you listen to Him, if you give Him your attention. The greatest thing you can give God is your attention. Most people who will give God their attention, they've already given Him their life. If you give God your life, that's very important. But once you're saved, and you know, if you're a Christian already, now give God your attention. And if you're a sinner, receive His word, believe His word, and act on it. And keep giving God your attention. If you got saved, He got your attention. Keep giving Him your attention. I fail to understand why people would not give God their attention. When every time they like it. Somewhere, somehow, people got to get away from the rudiments of cold religion. We are not Pharisees. We are not wilderness walking, backsliding people full of the world. We are children of the Most High God, and we need to act like it. We need to be God's people. We need to do God's word. We need to seek Him out. We need to obey Him. My God don't give people things to do that's corrupt. He'll tell you the truth about things. He is the Spirit of truth. That means that everything He has to say, it may not be what you want to hear, or it may not be what you expect. The Lord will show you your good friends, and He'll show you the ones that are not your friends, that you think are your friends. When you start following God, things start getting back to where it should be. People that married the wrong person, even. Some people get married, but the person that they married them with ulterior motives, and the Lord knows it. Some people get married because they have money. Their spouse married them because of their money, they married them with ulterior motives. They don't really love them. And then there are people that got married with good intentions, but one started loving God and one still loved the world. It's going to be a problem. God put division between His seed and Satan's seed. And the Holy Spirit will help you make the right corrections. It's not like whole religion where you marry them, you got to stick with them forever. The Lord knows what He's doing. You're just going to have to follow Him. And then He can help you prevent the wrong marriages or the wrong relationship. Not beyond that, He can show you how to govern your life, how to raise your children, how to be a blessing in your situation. Many people are married to somebody that they don't know what they want to do. They might get saved, they might not. The Lord will give you. And I've heard great testimonies of how one person gets saved and then they work with their spouse and they pray for them. And then their spouse gets saved and then they end up in ministry. So you can't just do what other people do. You have to follow the Lord and not be afraid to follow Him. Don't listen. Satan's going to try to talk you out of it. You know, the people that I knew, that the Lord sent me to with the message about following God, they were people who knew the Word of God. They were Word preachers. They taught faith. So I thought that my ministry was going to be a breeze. I thought I was going to get to minister things that I felt like they really should already know. And I thought I was just giving them a confirmation. And then I saw how things really are. Many people, they want to do it their way, for whatever reason. And the enemy wants you to try to do it your way too. And he wants you to feel like you're in control, and you're not. And that way you'll never have the ministry that you could have. And then there are compromisers. People compromise with Satan because they love the world somewhere. Or they fear something. A pastor told me that Satan came to him. He said, if you just ease up a little bit, I'll take it easy on you. And he told Satan to get out of his office like he should have. I don't bargain with no demon. And I'm not afraid of them. And I rebuke their works. They can't handle me. I am a man of God. I am made in the image of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I can do whatever he did. And the Holy Spirit will help me know how to do it. See, when you follow God, things will be in order. You have to follow God now. You have to take advantage of time. One thing the Lord taught me about sowing and reaping, you have to take advantage of everyday time. Every day, every moment, time. Keep doing what's right. Do what God say do. And you may expect things to go a certain way if you do what he say do. But that's not always why he has you to do what you're doing. Just keep doing what God say do and enjoy the ride. Because he's thinking of things you don't know anything about. He's solving problems you don't know anything about. And when that's not there and in place, when it's time for him to deploy you into his full will, you might get hurt if you don't do the things that he gave you to do, step by step. Everything that he gave you to do is important. I look back on my life and I realize something. When the Lord taught me about authority, I listened to the tapes by Kenneth Hagin. Same information that's in the book, The Believer's Authority. When I used to, I listened to that tape, it was borrowed, so I listened to it for a whole month. And it got in my heart. And the Lord taught me things about authority. And then the gunfight started, because I lived across the street from a drug house where they sold drugs. So I saw all kind of things that I would love to forget about. And I've heard about even worse. But nevertheless, all these things happen. All the gunfights, and I rebuked them in Jesus' name. And nobody ever got killed. Those years that I did that, even when I was away from home, nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. I come home from a vacation and everybody that was there before be sitting there playing cards. Now these were drug dealers, and I was interceding for their life. But their life is precious to God too. What was I doing? I was sowing. I realized this recently. The Lord had me in place and I was interceding for people, using my authority so that they wouldn't die, and innocent people around them, because the enemy, drug dealers can't shoot worth them. They flicked it, they can't shoot, and they usually kill somebody that has nothing to do with their argument. Nevertheless, nobody got hurt. No children, no little girls, no parents, nobody walking down the street when they were getting their gunfights. And they shoot so they didn't have bullets. Now people will go hide, but how are you going to dodge a bullet that you can't see? But when you take authority over Satan, who's really behind everything, you take authority over him, and I would say you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody. So there was nobody wounded in those years. And then when the Lord gave me the good news letter, the gunfight stopped until I moved away. Now, the reason I brought that up is, when you do the ministry like I do it, it can be dangerous. There are many people that don't want the Word of God. And Satan hates the Word of God. But he can't. He tried to kill me. He couldn't do it. And I have spiritual wealth on my life because I was there doing what I was supposed to be doing. Now, what if I wasn't obedient and didn't learn to use my authority? And then I started compromising. I'd probably be dead by now. And everything the Lord has given me to do, I've done it boldly. I've done what God said. I didn't compromise. Many people try to get me to advertise on my radio broadcast, but I don't do that. It's for the ministry. I'm not an advertising agent. And also, I'm not a beggar. I don't beg for money on the radio. I invite people to give from time to time, not every broadcast. Whenever the Lord put it on my heart, I give the information and let people know that they can give if they want to. And most time people don't, but I don't care because I'm doing what God said do. I eat every day and I can. The Lord has enabled me to pay for the radio broadcast and I thank Him for it. And the reason I said I don't care because so many people have based their ministry on finances. And they try to appease people and get people. I preach the word. If you love the word and you want to help, give. If you don't, you don't. If you do, God will bless you for it. But I'm not going to try to coax people into doing something they don't want to do. That's why I really don't care whether they give or not. And I thank God for everybody that will and want to help, especially people who pray and use the word. Those who pray and use and study the word and go out and that's what I'm after. I want people to live, do well in life. And as long as the radio bill get paid, we're on the air. God got me on the air. I stay on there. And the website doesn't cost much. And I thank God for all that He's doing, and everybody. So those who listen to these broadcasts and do the Word of God, I thank God for you. Pray for me. And pray for others to hear it. And help people know that it's there and available. Especially people you trust. And there are people in other countries where it's against the law to be a Christian. And I thank God that these broadcasts make it over the borders. And I know that it does because I know the Lord. Go forward. Do the things of God. Be bold in Him. Do what He gives you to do personally. And you will see greater days. God, His return is so soon and so sudden. I don't know. I don't think we have months anymore. I think we have days before His glorious return. But nevertheless, do all that's in His heart. Give God all of your attention. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. I'm out of time for now. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to minister to you by the Holy Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.